This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. 1,050 bodies recovered so far following Bhotikusi flash flood in Raswa. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung says search, rescue and relief efforts are being made with coordination of three-tier of governments. Nepal government urges foreign nationals and families to send DNA profiles to identify Bhotikusi flash flood victims. And Russian attack hits rail workers in new deadly strikes on Kiev. Now the news in detail. A total of 1,050 bodies have been recovered so far following the devastating flood in the Bhotikusi River in Raswa. A total of 11,993 people have been rescued from the affected areas, while search operations are continuing for 3,916 people who remain missing. Similarly, 292 people are reported injured. Similarly, 3,453 have been kept in holding centers. Meanwhile, Home Minister Sudhan Gurung said that search, rescue and relief distribution talks are being carried out in close coordination with the federal, provincial and local levels. He made this remark during a press conference held by the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority this evening. The authority also informed that the unidentified bodies are being managed. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has urged the families of foreign nationals missing in the Bhotikusi flood to send DNA profiles to help identify the bodies recovered from the disaster. Speaking at today's ministry's regular press briefing, spokesperson and Joint Secretary Lok Bahadur Podel Chhetri said close relatives of missing foreign nationals can have DNA profiles prepared in their respective countries and send them to the official email address of the Nepal police. He said that the ministry has also formally requested the concerned authorities through diplomatic channels to provide DNA profiles. Spokesperson Podel also said that once DNA profiles are received from close relatives, the bodies will be identified and handed over to their families. Similarly, the ministry's emergency control room continues to coordinate closely with the relevant agencies, the Nepali diplomatic missions and the families of missing foreign nationals, said spokesperson Podel. He also said that more than 21,000 personnel from the Nepali Army, Nepal Police and Armed Police Force, along with foreign technical experts from various countries, are involved in the ongoing search rescue operations for those missing in the floods. The ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP has agreed to form all-party mechanism in Bagmati province and all local levels affected by the Bhotikusi floods to make the search, rescue and relief operations more organized and effective. A meeting of the second-tier level leaders of the major political parties convened by the RSP was held at Singhadarbar today. The meeting concluded that all political parties should unite and work together in responding to the disaster. The meeting also agreed to establish a political mechanism for post-disaster rehabilitation and reconstruction and to move forward on the basis of national consensus, RSP spokesperson Jagadish Karel said after the meeting. National Assembly Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal has called for a coordinated and humanitarian response to the devastation caused by the August 26th Bhotikusi flash flood. Addressing the National Assembly meeting today, Dahal said disaster management was a shared responsibility of all three levels of the government, security agencies, civil society, the private sector, communities, international partners and the public. He also urged the government to mobilize available resources, technology and human resources, prioritizing free treatment for those injured, search and rescue of the missing and timely relief distribution. A meeting of the House of Representatives has been scheduled for 1 p.m. tomorrow, according to the Federal Parliament Secretariat. At the meeting, Speaker Dul Prasad Aryal will present a special motion regarding the irreparable loss of life and property caused by the devastating flash flood of Bhotekosi River in Rasuwa. Secretariat spokesperson Ekaram Giri said representatives of six political parties are scheduled to put their views in the session. The House of Representatives session was adjourned until further notice, citing the adverse situation caused by the Bhotekosi flood. Prime Minister Valendra Saha and Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi held a telephone conversation today, during which Takaichi expressed Japan's solidarity with Nepal following the disaster caused by the Bhotekosi flash flood. According to Japan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Takaichi expressed condolences to those who lost their lives in the devastating floods in Nepal and reaffirmed that Japan stands with Nepal during the crisis. She also urged Prime Minister Saha to ensure the immediate search and rescue of five Japanese nationals who remain unaccounted for following the floods. During the conversation, Prime Minister Saha briefed Takaichi on the damage caused by the disaster and the Nepal government's ongoing response efforts. Takaichi further informed Prime Minister Saha that Japan is preparing to send another consignment of relief and rescue supplies to Nepal soon. The government of China has informed that Nepalese side by email that Jiangmu port near Tatupani along the Nepal-China border has been closed for an indefinite period. In the email, it has been stated that the port was closed in view of the potential disaster, according to Customs Officer Tul Bahadur Pandey of the Tatupani Customs Office. This news comes from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1 GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
हातमा एन्टी एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न अल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1 GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Foreign Affairs Cecile Canal and Canadian Foreign Minister Anita Ananda held a telephone conversation regarding the loss of life, property and infrastructure caused by the Bhotekosi floods in Nepal. During the talks held today, the two foreign ministers discussed the damage caused by the floods, the situation in the affected areas, and the search, rescue and relief efforts, the ministry said. On the occasion, Canadian Foreign Minister Ananda expressed a deep sorrow over the loss of life and property caused by the disaster, and also expressed solidarity with the government of Nepal in this hour of grief. Similarly, Foreign Minister Khanal expressed gratitude for the Canadian government's commitment to help Nepal with the $5 million in assistance and an additional $100 million through the joint fund. You are listening to Radio Nepal's FM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. At least 12 people have been killed and 20 injured, including two children, in an overnight Russian missile and drone strikes on Ukraine's capital Kiev and the wider region, officials say. According to the BBC, six of the casualties were railway workers of the state company after a depot was hit in Kiev. Russia said its massive strike using high-precision weapons targeted Ukraine's military and energy facilities. And it also added that one person was also killed in the Ukrainian strikes on Russia's western Belgorod region. This comes a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin was urged by Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, a close ally, to end the war. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions across the country. Moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder or lightning is likely at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kusi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and at a few places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces. Moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Tarai regions of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and at a few places in Madhes province and the Tarai regions of Kusi and Sudur Paschim province. Similarly, heavy rainfall is also likely at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and in the hilly regions of Lumbini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. ১০৫০ bodies recovered so far following Bhotekosi flash flood in Roswa. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung says search, rescue and relief operations are being made with coordination of three-tier of government. Nepal government urges foreign nationals' families to send DNA profiles to identify Bhotekosi flood victims. And Russian attack hits railway workers in new deadly strikes on Kiev. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.